Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
Well, not really live, but we're back regardless.
We're live in the studio.
We're live somewhere in life, right? Episode 16. This is the Beards Next Door podcast. What was I going to say? Presented by Beard Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I always forget.
I know. My own brand.
Was it a long day?
No, it was a pretty good day, actually. I am your host, Tim, here with my co-host,
Mr. Corey,
with a special guest, Eric Vierthaler.
Yes, correct.
Vierthaler. I'm pretty excited for this, actually. This guy directed, produced, and starred in a movie about the fact that the existence of people who deny that dinosaurs were here.
As absurd as that sounds,
why the hell do people like that exist?
So here's the thing.
Hold on. Let us
before we jump.
Okay. Go right ahead.
He's totally ready to go for this.
I am. Yeah.
Let's.
Been excited for this all day.
Let's use some product.
Ponderosa today.
Go.
You can use whatever you want.
Yeah, I know you can. Go ahead.
I'm gonna use Ponderosa today.
Go ahead. It's sweating on the top too. I'm going Wild Yukon.
Ooh.
It's kind of fall getting ish. It was almost 90, but
it was hot today.
Yeah.
It was gross.
Yeah, you want to use
today?
Some?
No. Thank you though.
Yeah, for sure. We always offer it to our guests at least, so.
I certainly do appreciate that though.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Oh.
Love the pine and not Ponderosa, it's the fucking vanilla in it that like
Wild Yukon is
it just gives me such a boner.
That is understandable, but dude, Wild Yukon is so misunderstood. Oh, you got a big drop on the left side of your face, dude.
Yeah. There you go. You got it.
Every time I have a show, which I have a big show this weekend too, everyone hears the ingredients and it's like lavender and tea tree, and they're like, ew, and I'm like, just give it a try.
It's what I use for my belly button.
It's so good. It's such a good mix, I should say. It's just great. So yeah, that was Corey and I. As always, we start every episode by using my beard oil. If you're interested in that, check out my products at beardmountain.com, Etsy shop, all sorts of places really, but beardmountain.com, you can contact me there, you can shoot me an email. It's actually me replying because this is me, owner-operator, so it's cool. But yeah, let's get into this. As I said before, Eric directed, produced, and starred in a film, which you filmed here, in our city, Billings?
So primarily it was shot here in Billings, but there actually were very, very few pieces that were filmed in Bozeman.
Okay.
Let's have you talk right into
there you go.
Right there.
Okay,
perfect. Right into the side. Right, okay, cool. What's it called? First off, let's
see. So yeah, it's kind of a long title. It's called Things That Piss Me Off, Dinosaur Deniers, the Movie. And so
Dinosaur Deniers, the Movie.
So yeah, so I have been on YouTube for 12 years, and the most popular thing that I have ever done, the most popular thing I've ever done is this series called Things That Piss Me Off. It's a series like where I rant about normal life, everyday things.
Sure.
And the series got so popular, back in 2009, Hot 119 played the first episode live on the radio.
No.
I am
dead serious. 2009?
Yeah.
10 years ago? How old are you?
I am 28.
I'm 30, so. Wow, you're 18-year-old with your own. Oh, they played a whole episode on the radio.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
Why? Was it just like gaining traction in town? Like people talking about it or what?
So the very first episode was about how the radio plays the same songs too much. And then. And then in that episode, I actually did mention Hot 119, and then afterwards they saw it. I believe Mick Lovin or Big J commented on it, saying that video was absolutely hilarious. And then afterwards, the day after on the morning show, they played it live, and everybody at school was talking about it. Yep, there's the DVD.
That is sweet. I love the cover too. Did you design that?
No. So I actually have a friend of mine who did it.
Okay.
So I just kind of thought that, that would help to bring him exposure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I have, local artists help to draw the little mountains and stuff here. And
nice.
And stickers and stuff.
So, like that. And so, you know. Oh, sorry.
No, do go ahead. So we're just, I mean, I want to know about it. Like,
so yeah.
The fact that this whole movie is based on the premise that the thing that pisses you off is that there are people deny the existence of dinosaurs.
Yes, and you know, it just drives me nuts. It's because, you know, I just feel like that they're just denying reason, like that they're denying evidence, even when it's right in front of them. And especially because of the fact that I'm going to college to become a paleontologist.
Okay.
So yeah, and so pretty much they are inadvertently calling me a liar.
So you believe fully that dinosaurs?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, obviously.
How do we know they weren't dragons though, and things like that? Like, how do we just assume?
Why can't those exist at the same time?
Can they exist at the same time?
We're finding skeletons of dinosaurs. How else do you explain that?
So it's actually funny you say that, because back when people first found dinosaur fossils, they had no idea what they were, and
dragons.
Yeah, dragons. And so when the Cyclops was first found, people didn't know what the hole in the middle was for, and so then that was when I thought, hey, maybe it just happens to belong to the Cyclops. But it wasn't until later on was when we found out the real reason. It was because that was where the trunk was. So yeah.
Son of a bitch. God,
I never really even thought of that.
No, I just assumed
it does make sense.
Real things. I play a lot of Skyrim, so I'm like, nope, Cyclops.
Which is about dragons. So I've done research on the origins of dragons, and so what I found, it's like that. So pretty much where the fire breath thing came from, it actually was from mist coming out of the mouths like of Nile crocodiles, and back then people didn't understand it was just mist. So yeah.
Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
It was mist coming out of crocodiles?
Yep, pretty much.
Like a whale comes up at the blowhole time?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or like, if you think about it, their breath is all hot and it's cold.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And, you know...
I never thought to make those connections.
I just assumed that there were Cyclops and dragons and...
Well, I didn't want to assume, but I don't rule anything out. I'm super... I'm open to any possibility. I mean, we've talked about Bigfoot, the Wendigo, which are almost the same thing, but we've talked about all sorts of shit. So I literally leave every door open until you prove me wrong or prove me right.
I like dinosaurs. Back to that. I want to say that. I like dinosaurs. Right?
I loved. Who doesn't love dinosaurs? Like, kids still love dinosaurs.
Deniers.
Dinosaur deniers.
Okay, so. How when did you get your first taste of somebody denying it, like, to your face?
Oh boy, so probably the furthest I can remember, at least, was in 2015. It was right after Jurassic World came out, ironically enough. And then my friend Courtney and I, we went to Jurassic Quest over at the Metro Park.
Oh yeah, with the animatronic
So then right afterwards, we went to her parents' house. It was because at that time she was at her parents' house still. I was just trying to talk to her stepdad, just trying to have a normal conversation with him. And I told him we were at Jurassic Quest. And then that was when he started to try to argue with me about how dinosaurs didn't exist. He was trying to argue with me that he thinks that people just went out and buried them.
Buried what?
The bones?
Yeah, buried the bones itself. It's all a big fabrication, all a big conspiracy.
Does
but
he think the Earth is flat, too?
I hope not. Which,
I'm really confused.
I've heard of people denying the existence of dinosaurs, but I've never heard the theory that we buried them.
Yeah, and so pretty much what they try to argue is that all fossils are fabricated, they're all carved. But the thing is, back when dinosaur fossils were first found, we did not have that kind of technology. And so, you know, and so do something
that's
like...
That's arguable.
That's
arguable. Okay. Who the fuck that's made the pyramids? When was the first documented fossil?
So people were finding them all throughout history,
I have a question. I hate to interrupt, but we talking a fossil like a bone, or are we talking like a fish in the rock fossil?
So, when I'm talking about bury the bones...
Okay.
Actual dinosaur bones.
Okay, so right. Go on. Okay.
Themselves. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. So okay. So the first scientifically recorded one was in 1676.
Holy fuck!
Was a femur. And so back then they thought it was a femur to a giant person, but it actually belonged to the Megalosaurus.
A Megalosaurus? What the hell is a Megalosaurus?
A Megalosaurus. It is. So we classify all the carnivores as theropods.
Mm-hmm.
The theropods are the ones that walk on their hind legs and they have the three toes.
Kind of Okay.
Like a raptor.
Yeah, yeah, a raptor, T-Rex, yeah, okay. and whatnot. It's kind of a shame, like, that dinosaur doesn't get, you know, I just feel like it's so underappreciated because it was the first scientifically classified dinosaur ever found, and barely anybody even knows about it. That's so sad.
Give me this shit.
Megalosaurus?
Yeah, Megalosaurus. And then afterwards...
Yeah, don't worry about putting it on the window, though, because I didn't format the window over here.
Yeah, then afterwards, 2 years later, the Iguanodon was found. But yeah, it was named the Iguanodon. It was because...
the Iguanodon? No, okay, we're getting into like amphibian type.
So wait, Megalodon. That's
the Megalodon.
Megalosaurus. Yeah, that was the first scientifically classified dinosaur ever found.
Megalosaurus, a dinosaur. So this is a family of dinosaurs then?
Oh, fuck, so it was just like a T-Rex.
No, he literally said it's a T-Rex.
Well, I said it's a theropod. I mean, Tyrannosaurus rex, like, is in the family Tyrannosauridae, it's not in the same family as T-Rex, but I mean, it's similar.
So Jurassic Park, the movies.
Yes.
They use Megalosauruses, correct? Not T-Rexes?
No. Unfortunately, the only movie depiction I know of Megalosaurus was, I believe, in...
Wasn't there one in number three?
I believe in... not the Lost World Jurassic Park, but there was a Lost World book, and then it got turned to a movie on TV or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Then the Iguanodon right there is the second dinosaur ever found.
Why the hell would that call? They call that an Iguanodon?
Yeah. So the reason it was because of back then. It was because of back then. Like they thought it belonged to a giant iguana.
Oh.
But it wasn't.
Oh, when they found the.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it was a tooth that was found.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that thing's huge. It is.
How big was the Megalosaurus?
I say for a theropod, it was moderately sized. T-Rex and Spinosaurus are a lot larger. Yeah, Spinosaurus is the largest theropod out of all of them.
Jeez.
Holy
shit. It definitely could swallow.
Now, I'm not that impressed. Okay, wait, so it's leaning over. It's not standing up. It doesn't look that tall.
Well, I don't know.
That's a 6-foot man.
Dude, that's like 3 meters.
That's 9 feet. That's not that big.
But yeah, but I certainly still want to
want to
fit in its way. I still wouldn't want to fuck around with that, but like...
I'm going to poke you with a stick.
Because, I mean, if you think about leaves. It not only is it a little... You might be like, oh, it's a little bit taller than you.
No. It's also 50 feet long.
Exactly.
Like, and those big, sharp teeth.
It's like a fucking Met bus.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
It is.
Okay, so the first scientifically documented was a Megalosaurus.
Yes, it was.
Okay. And that was in
1676, yes.
What year were the pyramids built?
I have no idea.
Okay, so what were people excavating with back then? Was this an actual archaeological dig that they found this, or was it by accident that they found this?
As far as my understanding, if anybody's hearing this and if they want to correct me, fine. But as far as my understanding, it was something like that they dug out themselves. I believe it was on purpose.
Okay, like so they that, were you know. Searching for
something. Yeah, searching for something.
Huh. Okay. And where was that?
I know it definitely wasn't here in the U.S. I believe
probably
it was
South
in the
America.
I believe it was in the U.K.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
We can look this up real quick.
Yeah. We have the computer right there, so yeah.
Or not Megalodon.
Megalosaurus.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about a paleontologist. You're getting your degree in paleontology. So what does a paleontologist actually do?
So a paleontologist studies life that used to exist, which is not around anymore. And
so you're not limited to just
dinosaurs, no. But yeah, there were creatures before the dinosaurs and after.
Hold the phone. What creature? Are you talking like amoebas and stuff like that before the dinosaurs? What kind of creatures are you talking about before dinosaurs?
Well, there was a lot of them. Like, there was the Dimetrodon, there were trilobites, Nomlacaris. There were a lot.
My mind is kind of getting blown right now.
So, I do know trilobites.
I've heard of trilobites, but I guess I assumed, like, without getting into, like, the theory of evolution and shit, I just assumed, like, before dinosaurs, there was, like, you know, we had bacteria and amoebas and crap like that, but...
And then poof, they just...
Like, no, but are we talking like small mammals and then to dinosaurs? Or
well,
what's the origin of the dinosaur?
So there actually were mammals around during the time of the dinosaurs, but they were relatively smaller back then. But it was just that what gave mammals the advantage, it was the fact that when the dinosaurs got wiped out, you know, pretty much if the dinosaurs didn't go extinct, we would not be here now.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I don't feel like it's very well known to the public who doesn't research dinosaurs and
stuff. Right, yeah, yeah.
I know they existed, but I feel like it's not very well known that there were things before them.
Yes.
People just think dinosaurs, it was the Big Bang, dinosaurs.
And the boom.
And then here, kaboom.
We are, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the asteroid hit Earth and it fucking...
I watched a shit ton of Land Before Time, so I know
I love the Land Before Time. Are you kidding me? Star Tree? Is that what they call them? Tree Stars.
Tree
Stars.
But yeah, that first movie was so sad.
Dude, there's nothing like Littlefoot's mom. There's nothing like Littlefoot's mom.
You know what's crazy?
Sharktooth was such a dick.
There was like...
He was.
Nine...
Oh, way more than nine, bro.
Yeah, there was like 14 of them.
Dude, I collected them on VHS one time.
I also did as a kid.
Fucking stupid.
I was watching one with the wife one day, and I was watching it, and I'm like, hold the fucking phone. Is this Stegosaurus getting it with this, like, Brontosaurus right now? Yeah.
That must have been one of the sequels that I didn't see.
They had an interspecies relationship. That's why the fucking dinosaurs died out.
they weren't breeding anymore?
Because they were breeding wrong.
Did you think that happened?
Do I think what
interspecies happened? Breeding.
I mean,
dinosaurs.
I definitely think it's possible. I mean, I can't really say for certain. Maybe don't have fossil evidence.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, you would find a fossil and be like, oh shit, this is a hybrid of this and this.
Which, and especially knowing how rare fossilization is. But yeah, so I mean, I can't say for certain. I would have to see some fossil evidence for it. Until then, as far as my understanding, there are animals today like who try to do it. I mean. Sometimes it's a hit, and other times it's not. Yeah, humans. Sadly, yes. Yeah, there are some weird people out there.
Humans will fuck anything, let's be real.
Yeah. You get desperate enough, I mean...
No, I didn't say I identified with them. I'm just saying
we
can all be there fucked up.
Yeah, there's some weird people out there.
Like, dude, like Joe Rogan said, we're the most interesting... His theory was, not to get drawn off, but... His theory was, why the fuck wouldn't aliens be visiting us? Because we're so interesting. We kill people, we murder, you know, we rape and pillage, and we beat each other up for sport. Like, how interesting of a culture do we as humans have it? So, yeah.
It is, we are fucking weird.
Yeah, we are.
Fucking weird. So,
I feel like if we could, we would harness dinosaurs to fight each other.
We probably would.
Dude, they have dog fighting.
I know, that's terrible, but I'm talking like...
Next
dudes on dinosaurs fighting each
other. Oh, I'd ride the shit out of a velociraptor. Oh, fuck yeah. Speaking of velociraptor, I mean, this is pretty well known, but it always kind of bugged me that, especially Jurassic Park, they depicted them not looking like velociraptors.
So yeah, so from my understanding, it was because of doing feathers back then in CGI, because CGI was more relatively new at that point, and so, you know, they didn't really have the technology. So yeah, as far as my understanding, that's why. And so, raptors in real life, they weren't that very tall at all. So, yeah, so...
Go ahead.
So, yeah, so what we saw in the movie was a little bit more... It's a little bit more like a Deinonychus. A Deinonychus pretty much is just like a velociraptor, but it's just bigger.
Taller. Okay.
Yeah, bigger, yeah.
For me, from what I understood, was that the movie The Good Dinosaur had a better depiction of a velociraptor with those little...
The feathers. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think those were supposed to be raptors, you know.
Which, to be fair, I did hear a rumor. Now, granted, it's a rumor. It's because the movie hasn't even come out yet. I heard that in Jurassic World Dominion, that's coming out next year, I heard that they finally will have dinosaurs with
feathers. Interesting.
Yeah, because they went through... Now, is Chris Pratt going to be in that?
Yes.
Okay, so they
already went... Chris Pratt, Sam Neill...
Oh, shit. So they already went...
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Sam Neill and... Oh,
they're all coming back. So I can't wait to see that.
They already went through Chris Pratt going back and him reuniting with Blue.
Yes.
You know, and she obviously still looks like the regular raptors from the original series. How are they going to tie in some feathers?
From my understanding, it's because of that there's going to be like a competing company within the movie... You know, Universal trying to make their own dinosaurs.
Oh,
as far as my understanding,
So
multiple
what's the
companies
what's
making
the
dinosaurs?
Synopsis?
I love it.
I've only seen that there's a not even a release date, but what's the synopsis of Jurassic Park Dominion?
So yeah, as far as my understanding goes, so Pretty much, it's now about how humans and dinosaurs are forced to live side by side.
But why? That was a deserted... That was an island that
got
overran, or did they swim over to the shore?
So I could probably take it that you didn't see the Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom then?
The second one, yeah?
So in that movie, they took the dinosaurs off the island. It was because of the volcano.
Oh, God, okay.
So I've seen multiple reports here that it
looks... Indiana Jones.
Like Indiana Jones dinosaur movie?
If they find a crystal skull, I'm going to shit.
Which, ironically enough, Harrison Ford actually was considered to play Sam Neill's
character. Oh, in the original?
Character. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I would have been okay with that.
It would have been too much like Indiana Jones,
though. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's probably why that it didn't happen.
Yeah, it's a different time period, but he was kind of like the explorer type.
Yeah. I can see it.
And, dude, Jeff Goldblum's, like...
He's the best.
I rewatched the first one. He really didn't have a lot to say. No. After he got fucking beat up in that shitty porta potty, he didn't do anything the second half of the movie. He was just comedic, and he was a pretty boy back then. So
interesting bit of trivia. I did research.
Oh.
Jim Carrey almost was going to play that. Jim Carrey. That's hilarious.
That would have been too much Ace Ventura, though. I would have wanted him to drive the fucking Explorer like that.
I prefer Jeff Goldblum.
Life finds a way.
Dude, but things are so crazy. Like, I mean, Nicolas Cage was almost Superman.
Yeah, that... I'm glad that didn't happen.
Dinosaurs, wow. Okay,
so
what's
I want to check real quick.
Go ahead.
So, how many, like, do you have, like, interviews from actual people, like, during this film?
Well, there were interviews recorded during the beginning, but they weren't with one of them... I got his footage like from something else. It's this guy named Nathan Thompson. He is really, really infamous on YouTube like for believing in the flat Earth. And then...
He's like a sergeant.
Then in that little clip, you know, he mentioned that, oh, did you know that the school was made up dinosaurs, you know, like to hide the shape of the Earth? When I saw that, I'm like, okay, that's perfect to have in my film. But yeah, Nathan Thompson, he's infamous.
The shape of the Earth.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. To hide the age of the Earth.
Okay. That's so fucking weird. Like,
it is.
I guess I don't understand if the evidence is... Well, we talked last week about how the power of word can basically make or break what's going on.
Yeah.
Think of Hitler. He had shit tons of propaganda that pushed forward his, you know...
Yeah.
His shit, so...
Nope.
Is there like a whole... Because I know there's flat Earth society that they have. Is there like a dinosaur denier?
There is.
Oh, I guarantee there's Facebook groups, dude. There's a Facebook group for you wanting to fuck a comb. Like, there's a group
what?
For any... No, I'm just... I don't know, but there's a
group for... I was group like, are you being serious?
There's
what?
A group for everything, but yeah, go on.
So, yeah, and so I met both people who deny dinosaurs and flat earthers. Some of the arguments I've heard from these flat earthers...
I feel like they're the same people.
And from my experience, a lot of people who believe in the flat earth also deny dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Which, from my research, if you believe one conspiracy theory, it's possible that you can believe in other ones, too.
That's an actual thing. Like,
it is, yes.
When they were doing research on how all those fake accounts were... All those fake Russian accounts were, like, you know, supporting Trump and his campaigns. They would... Facebook's algorithm would target people who... believed in conspiracy because they were more likely to believe in bullshit conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whether they be true or the most far-fetched shit. So that just adds validity to what you just said.
Yeah. And I also want to add on to the other dinosaur denier who I've met in person.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
How the hell are them?
Okay, get this. She's a special ed teacher.
Okay.
That horrifies me. That horrifies me because I just feel like that, you know, because of special needs people... That they're not going to really be able to think all that much, and she's spooning out all this bull crap.
Is she actually teaching that though? We're not going to talk about this person, obviously, but
we won't discuss who.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to say out of
privacy. She had an argument with you about that.
So okay, so I ran into her at the Gem and Mineral Club picnic. I was shocked. You know, I was like, what are you doing? And she said that she's there because her husband is a part of it. And she said, you know, Eric, I don't know if I should tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I think dinosaurs are fake. And we got to a big argument about it. And then
Eric's very, very serious about dinosaurs.
Well, not just that. I'm just very serious about stupid education. People. I'm just education. You know, just yeah. America's one of the most undereducated countries in the world. Just the fact that there's such a resurgence of the flat Earth, you know, anti-vax and.
Like basically denying science is the pretty much interesting.
That's what I was wanting to achieve with my movie. You know, that's pretty much the whole message of the movie.
Walk us through the movie, right? Is how long is it?
So, I did have to cut some stuff out. It's about 2 hours and 27 minutes long.
Holy shit!
So yeah,
dude, Jesus Christ, James Cameron, what the fuck? You had to cut some shit out.
So yeah, so originally, if I would have kept every scene in, it would have been like a 4-hour-long movie. So that's why I had to cut a lot out.
The much beloved YouTube series "Things That Piss Me Off," created by Eric Vierthaler, has finally gotten a feature-length movie. Eric is frustrated that there are people who do not believe in the existence of dinosaurs, and old arch nemesis of Eric has returned after Eric defeated him 12 years ago. For his revenge against Eric, he plans to turn the entire population into deniers of dinosaurs. It's up to Eric and his friends to save the world from becoming deniers of dinosaurs. So you had a bunch of friends helping you film this.
So it was my girlfriend and her roommate. And I did have some friends who made a cameo in the movie. Like, I have a friend named Tony Reed, like, who runs a series on YouTube called How Creationism Taught Me Real Science. He actually makes a cameo in my movie. And I have a friend named Travis, like, who lives in Helena. He drove all the way here just so that he could have his role. And a lot of his stuff were cut because there were a lot of fight scenes, like, with his character. There were a lot of fight scenes, like with him and the main villain of the movie. They were great scenes, and I hated to cut them, but I'm like, you know, for time, you know, I'm going to have to cut it.
Right.
So, yeah. It was sad to cut some of his stuff out. But
yeah, for sure. I mean, you still got it. You could always release the director's cut.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, how many... So this came out when?
This year. It actually came out July 19th, so it's brand spanking new.
Oh, I literally thought this came out like 12 years ago.
Oh, okay, so...
The series on YouTube started then.
Yeah. The series started on 12 years ago, and I figured, you know, the series has gone popular enough where I feel like that it could warrant a feature-length film adaptation out of it.
That's so sweet. Fuck yeah.
And
cool.
So I gotta ask, what was the first episode? What was things that piss you off number one?
Yeah, that got episode, on the radio.
Episode one
was the radio.
Yeah. And
okay.
And so with that one, I was wanting to be funny, and in that one, I was trying to argue that the radio is like a slasher movie in the sense that, you know, in the sense like that it always comes back for you when you think it's over.
That's because, dude, they have the CD with 12 songs on it.
It's not a CD anymore.
Well, it used to be.
It's a playlist with 12 bullshit. Songs.
Yeah.
And so then at the very end, you know, I was like, oh no, it is like a slasher movie. It's because of this now. That's what I call music CD. Like, is now it's trying to murder me.
Okay, all right.
So yeah.
So that just gained traction. Like people were okay. So mind you, this is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
But I was a sophomore in high school.
But we didn't have 12 years ago.
We didn't have shit. Facebook was out,
but social media wasn't shit. How the hell did the radio guys hear about this?
So, I'm not really sure. They didn't really ever tell me. You know, they just commented on the video saying they thought it was hilarious. And I'm like,
maybe they found it on YouTube, I guess.
Maybe so. I have no idea. But, and yeah.
So, how long is the episode?
The first one, it's less than 10 minutes long. Okay, it's so like 7 or so minutes.
So, that's how they played it, the whole thing on the radio.
Yeah. Because it was short, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but still, dude, you're a sophomore in high school, and you're like, hey, you guys listen to How 119? Like, my fucking and YouTube
so,
episode.
And so the funny thing about that, so it was a friend of mine who texted me saying, dude, you're on How 119. I'm like, what? And yeah, so cool. I had no idea, like, the Hot 119, like, was going to play it.
No, yeah.
And everybody at school, like, was talking to me about it. Everybody at school was asking me about it. So yeah, it definitely helped to bring in a lot more views for my show. And so pretty much the show, so in the series, I pretty much play an exaggerated version of myself. Like, in a sense, part of the joke is just like, it's just how angry that I get over the most randomest things.
I get it though, because certain things totally piss me off.
Oh, God.
I feel like if someone were to come up to me and actually like deny dinosaurs to me, like I feel like I might get a little heated. Just like,
it's honestly like, okay, when you know how people get mad, and I'm one of them. You get mad at like minor inconveniences.
Yeah.
To me, it's an inconvenience that somebody fucking literally believes that hardcore science, scientific evidence, oh, that's fake.
It's all conspiracy.
Well, I mean, okay, obviously we have no picture evidence of dinosaurs.
No.
Well, you could argue we do. It's because of birds. I mean,
okay, sure.
Birds are modern-day dinosaurs.
Sure, but there isn't a picture of a T-Rex, and some people are very literal thinkers, and they're like, oh, well, fuck it, you know, blah, blah, but... We're talking millions of years ago, right? When did the dinosaurs...
65 million years ago.
65 million years ago, the dinosaurs existed.
Which, at the same time...
I'm not a fucking idiot. I know that...
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the people that again, flat Earth. Like, you're really going to deny...
The people that don't believe we went to the moon.
That was debunked, like, centuries ago. And so, yeah, so...
They literally cannot explain... There's fucking astronauts in the ISS right now filming the... Earth, and it's
yeah,
round.
You can see it for yourself, but they'll always say, it's just CGI.
Yeah, or we didn't go to the moon, that was a movie set, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, you will not believe this. So when I first became aware of the flat Earth, so, you know, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. You know, I just wanted to research it. I'm like, why would anybody still believe this? And...
Oh, shit.
And so then, because of that, I always wanted to actually talk to these people. I find out, why in the world do you believe this long-debunked ideology? And some of them told me, like, one of them said the Earth is flat because toilet water is flat.
So if it was round, gravity would...
And
the water?
Another one's, yeah, like... They're trying to argue that...
Totally dumb size comparison.
They're trying to argue, like, that if the Earth is round, then the water in the toilet should be curved. I'm like, okay, toilet water is not big enough to accommodate for the entire Earth.
No, it's not. You gotta talk about... We're talking about size comparison here.
And on top of it, water flows the other way in Australia.
I mean, we have hundreds of miles of road that don't seem curved either. They seem flat.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it seems flat because of our perspective. It's exactly. Because of how small we are compared to it.
Exactly.
And I
come up with do these people...
I seriously hope that... I really hope that that guy was a Poe. I really, really hope so.
Which guy?
The toilet water guy.
Oh, yeah.
and then another flat earther said that Earth is flat because football doesn't exist.
Because football doesn't exist?
Yeah, they're trying to argue that, oh, all football players are just holograms, and that NASA and the NFL teamed up to just... I'm laughing because of how stupid it sounds, right?
Dude, people believe anything. So, okay, I didn't know much about the Flat Earth Theory. You know, I knew people believed in it. I watched a Netflix special, or Hulu.
Yeah.
With about Mark Sargent, like the dumbest motherfucker you're ever going to see. I hope you listen to this, Mark, because you're a piece of shit. Mark Sargent, he wears a fucking shirt that says, I'm Mark Sargent on it.
I mean, you have to be pretty prideful to wear something like that.
He literally drives around and he lives with his mom. He's like 40-something years old, which, who cares, whatever. But the guy's a fucking loser. He literally believes that the Earth is flat, and his thing, he'll like go to the beach where he lives and go, see, the Earth's flat. I can see Toronto right there. It's like, yeah, because of perspective, you fucking moron. Like...
Yeah.
It's only a couple miles away.
And on top of that, you know, why can't you see Paris?
I can't remember the name of it, but watching Mark Sargent will literally make your blood boil.
Yeah, so I watched his Flat Earth Clues. It made me facepalm.
Yeah.
I get it.
Dude, and no, I'm fine with people believing in it.
I get it. It's stupid.
But having something to believe in gives lots of people purpose. You know, maybe that's why they wake up in the morning.
Believe in something that's believable.
Believe in something
based off
real.
Of evidence. And, you know, and that's what I was wanting to achieve with this. And so, what I wanted to put in the movie, I was wanting, you know, myself to have a character arc. And so, what I have experienced is that when talking to people like that, when you insult them, you know, you know, the chances of them actually listening to what you're saying is not going to be as high. And so my character actually has like a character arc about that.
Okay.
So from my personal experience, like, you know, like when you're not as nasty to them, they are, well, 99.9% of the time, they're actually going to listen more to what you're saying.
Sure.
That's why I always come off as an asshole, so they don't believe me.
Yeah, 100% that's your move.
Yeah, they're like, I believe in flat earth. I'm like, well, fuck you. You're stupid.
Oh, seriously, you're a fucking moron.
I mean,
I have not. I just grew up believing, you know, your science class, even in like fifth and sixth grade. Hey, kids, here's a picture from the space shuttle. There's the Earth. Oh, fuck, all right, brown.
Here's a picture of a dinosaur bone.
Here's the solar system, which people have been observing since fucking Galileo. We know the shit's round. All right.
Cool.
Sweet, I believe it because that's the hardcore evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't been getting brainwashed about fucking the Earth being flat this whole time. How do you explain jet patterns?
Chemtrails are fake.
Fucking needy. No, chemtrails, they're pouring actual chemicals like brainwashing material on us or some
shit.
That's
what it was.
I haven't really looked into chemtrails a lot, but...
That one was a weird...
Okay, so, talk us through the movies about people denying dinosaurs. I want to get back into talking about dinosaurs themselves.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's so much that we can learn.
There is,
How do bones preserve themselves for... I mean, 65 million years.
So fossilization.
Just in dirt.
So it has to happen in very rare circumstances. You know, it has to be buried, and so you know, sometimes you know there will be like a scavenger who will come in, and so and then that's why you know it's rare to find a complete specimen. Most of the time, paleontologists will consider 70%. Complete. It's because of how rare fossilization is. So yeah, and so then over time, when it's buried in that sediment, minerals will then come in and then turn the bone in to a rock. So yeah, and especially for it to last that long. It's rare.
I don't think people can grasp like what time actually is. You know,
pretty much.
Like,
yeah,
I'm 30, so 30 years seems like a long time, but. We're talking about
millions and millions of years.
60 million, conservatively 60 million years that the bone has been sitting in one spot. And sometimes not even that far below the surface on some archaeological digs that I've seen.
So that's what I've gotten confused a lot. People will get archaeology mixed up with paleontology.
Okay.
So archaeology is more like Indiana Jones, where you find ancient artifacts,
sure.
You know, like say, for example, like Noah's Ark, and then
okay.
Paleontology is like stuff that, you know, that actually could breathe and eat and...
Okay. So...
So it's not the same as cryptozoology.
No, it ain't!
Nope.
So, and I guess that's where it starts to, for me, it kind of wanes, because I feel like paleontology should be the same as cryptozoology in the sense that you're both looking for... fossils, right? But
yeah,
I mean, if you think about it, is it what's the difference?
I don't know much about cryptozoology. I just know it exists.
Well, cryptozoology is the study of mythological creatures.
Sure.
Yeah, like say a Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot and whatnot. So I actually did used to believe in the Loch Ness Monster because, trust me, there's nobody who wants that to be real more than me. So,
but you don't now.
I don't now. It's because of evidence. So, so the very earliest sighting of the Loch Ness Monster didn't have a dinosaur or a plesiosaur persona whatsoever. It was more mammal-like. And then for a 100 years, no sighting. But it wasn't until when the original King Kong, I mean the very original one from 1933.
Yeah.
It was around then was like when I started to have the dinosaur persona. It was because at that time, people were getting more paranoid, like, oh no, what if there really is like some island out there?
Yeah,
like,
fuck, he believes in Godzilla still.
Yeah.
About that. I saw this conspiracy theory video when I was a sophomore, the same year that I started that series. There was this conspiracy theorist, you know, like saying that Godzilla actually did exist, and the government covered it up, and that he actually did attack Tokyo. I mean, kind of hard to fake when there's footprints everywhere.
I don't know that they actually attacked Tokyo, but who are we to say that Godzilla doesn't exist in the depths
like
of the ocean?
Like a mecha Godzilla, or just like straight up Godzilla?
Godzilla.
Created by the government? I mean, it's
I'm not saying he has to be created by the government. I'm just saying a creature that looks like Godzilla. Who are we to say that that doesn't exist?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that attracts me to dinosaurs. It's because, you know, when I was a kid, I was a big Godzilla fan, and I am still. It's just dinosaurs like T-Rex, that's pretty much the closest that we ever will get, like, to a real-life version of Godzilla. Yeah.
Sure.
Pretty much. But I mean, it's just, you know, really, a breath weapon is just really unheard of in the animal kingdom, though. The closest we have, I guess...
A breath weapon?
Yeah.
Also, Godzilla shooting his blue flames?
Yeah. His atomic breath. The closest we have, as far as I know, is the Bombardier Beetle, where it shoots, like, smoke out of its butt.
Well, no. What?
So, yeah.
Well, oh, hold the phone.
So, yeah.
Before I have my question, though, this beetle shoots, like, a toxic smoke out of his butt?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. You know, it does that as a defense mechanism.
Kind of like a skunk.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, see, if you're chasing this thing, it'll just fucking... poop particles all over him.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Chemicals now, mixed in a special chamber violently burst out of the critter in a boiling, noxious, pungent spray.
Violently
burst.
Yeah.
Is that the predator? Wait, how big is that thing?
I'm not really sure, but I guess... But yeah, I guess that we can look for
ourselves. Oh, so it's a fucking bug. Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
Oh, yep. What the fuck?
Hey, hold the phone. How the hell did they have... So that thing's still alive even past...
Yes, it is. I really don't think it was around during the time of the dinosaurs, but yeah, it's definitely alive now.
Gestation period, or?
There's Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous, which is so the geologic column of time separated into three periods. There was the Paleozoic and Mesozoic. Mesozoic is where you find the dinosaurs.
Okay.
And then after that is the Cenozoic era. The Cenozoic is the time of mammals. And so, yeah.
So there were mammals after the dinosaurs before us.
Yes, and so...
And mammals and dinosaurs did not exist at the same time?
So, as far as I know, there were small mammals around at least during the Cretaceous period.
Like gopher size type shit? Or?
Yeah, they were pretty small.
Okay.
Which, it was because of the dinosaurs, you know, they didn't really have an advantage to get big.
So now we're seeing the dinosaurs, they get... extinct by the asteroid.
Yes.
Or asteroids. Or, you know, it was just...
Asteroid.
It was just one. And that was because of the radiation, or what?
So, as far as I know... there already was a lot of volcanic activity at that time.
Sure.
Type, which kind of affected the atmosphere. But then the final nail in the coffin was the asteroid.
Okay.
But yeah, and so then all the smaller... And so then all the smaller creatures, like, were able to adapt. It was because they didn't need as much food.
So
they could just,
What I'm getting at is there was, directly after the dinosaurs went extinct?
There was.
Wow.
If you think about it, like, roaches can't die by, like, fucking anything.
They live in Chicago, dude. They ain't getting fucking killed.
They put gats on you as soon as you walk up.
A little roach will gun out.
Yeah. Like, if you think about it, if someone were to go off and throw a nukes were to be thrown...
Something's going to survive.
Roaches.
Probably.
What's the only thing that survives a nuclear strike? Everybody say it with me.
Is it just five, roaches?
One, two,
is
three, four, five. Roaches.
That's an actual fact?
I can almost guarantee that's an actual
fact. But why? What do they have that other thing... Okay, so while Corey's looking that up...
Okay.
There were mammals directly after... Because, again, we were told that fucking the Earth was decimate for millions of years.
Which, of course, after the asteroid happened, of course, it screwed over a lot of the life. I mean, like...
And the asteroid hit where?
I believe in New Mexico. It's because in New Mexico, we actually do have the crater itself.
In the United States, New Mexico.
I believe so,
I don't get is, how did that one asteroid destroy dinosaurs all around the planet?
But, yeah, I can't remember if it was Mexico or New Mexico. It's at least one of them.
But regardless, how did that destroy dinosaurs and fucking... Russia.
So,
or did dinosaurs not exist on all the continents?
Well, how big was the asteroid?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty big.
Even if it was the size of the whole state of New Mexico, how the fuck did it destroy dinosaurs?
So
thousands of miles away on the other side of the globe.
Okay, so when the asteroid hit, it ruined a lot of the food material, like for the herbivores, and then they died out, and then carnivores eat them.
Yeah.
So
was it just a mass extinction because it, like...
Pretty much.
I mean, it wasn't like one day, poof, everyone's dead, but I'm just wondering...
It was a very slow, gradual death.
Picture this as a globe. New Mexico or where Mexico's here. The asteroid... How does this shit die?
Okay, so if you think about this, think about Mount St. Helens when it erupted in the 80s.
Yeah, we had ash here.
We had ash fucking states away.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands, or a couple thousand miles.
So, I mean, it's possible that an asteroid...
I'd like to know how big the asteroid actually was, if they have...
Yeah, I'm not sure entirely, but, you know, but during my last semester of college, we actually did cover volcanic ash. And volcanic ash is really deadly. It's because, you know, when it's, you know, because it actually is really sharp, and when it's small, you know, it's a lot easier, like, to digest
destroys
it.
Destroys your lungs?
Yeah, it can screw you up.
Oh, shit.
Bad.
Get some mesothelioma.
Man, on top of that, it also can really screw up your car, too.
Whoa! Oh, just scratch the shit out of Yeah, because my parents were kids, well, young adults when that happened, and they said it was snowing here.
Yeah, but my dad has a full mason jar still full of, like, volcanic ash from then.
Drink it. Be a man.
What would happen?
You would die. Eric just fucking said you would die.
Yeah, you would straight up die.
You don't know me. I've done some pretty fucked up shit to myself.
Yeah, we know.
So, the asteroid.
Yeah?
It is thought to have been
15. That's not big!
However.
Well, I mean, regardless of the size, it screwed everything up.
Caused a 150-kilometer, crater. So it just hit really fucking hard.
That's fine, but I understand the trickle-down effect. You kill the plants and leaves, the herbivores die, there's no herbivores for the carnivores to eat. I understand that, but there's fucking leaves and shit on the other side of the globe.
Which, and you see, and that's exactly why it didn't kill everything. That's a very common misconception. It killed about, approximately 70% of life, so it didn't kill everything. And... So that's why all of the life that survived, we're able to adapt afterwards.
And like you said, I feel like the Earth is already going down a bumpy road with all the volcanic activity. So this, like you called it, the nail in the coffin, I guess. But, all right, I can accept that. I didn't not accept that. I just always wondered, what the fuck? You know, obviously there wasn't like a asteroid the size of the goddamn moon that struck it.
It would have
been obliterated.
Pretty much.
So there are 8 animals that would survive a nuclear war.
Oh, yeah, we were on the
cockroach. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking cockroach.
God damn it,
Corey, you were right. Why do you know that?
Scorpions, oh boy, that's scary.
So, the reason I know cockroaches, fun little fact. Okay. Do either of you know Hobo Johnson?
Name does not ring a bell.
No.
So, Hobo Johnson is a musical creator. He's a musician.
Okay. Here in local? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Huge scale.
Okay.
He's a rapper, I guess you should say, like a spoken word poet, I would call him.
Okay.
He wrote this song called Cockroaches. And it literally talks about, it first talks about, like,
fucking
two dictators. One has, like, little sausage fingers and is orange. Like, and then you've got this other one on the other side of the world, and he's, you know, short, squinty eyes and has short sausage fingers. And both of them are basically like, I'm going to show you who's got a bigger dick. And so both of them let off their nukes. And what's the only thing that survives a nuclear war? Everybody say it with me on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Cockroaches. That's part of the song.
All right, go along this list. I hate that fucking song. Go along the list.
Cockroaches. Scorpions.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm curious now.
So scorpions,
fruit flies.
Those motherfuckers can survive anything. I bet you anything about if a fucking mosquito.
64,000 rads.
If a mosquito was on here,
because they're small, you know, that would.
Look at the fucking stinger on that wasp.
That's a wasp.
My god,
I never knew that wasps, you know, could be red.
80,000 rads. My god.
Hiroshima bomb was only 10,000 rads. What the?
Holy crap!
This thing could survive everything.
I can see that. Holy crap.
This is just a joke.
Okay, so what's the joke?
Little water bears.
Yeah, that is a little water. So those are microscopic, I think.
Yeah, they are because they're so small.
Mm-hmm. Water bears, it makes sense because it's, you know.
And a fish.
The mummachog.
So it can live in dizzy
mummachog
waters. Huh? They can live in the dirtiest, most chemically polluted waters of the ocean. Mystique from X-Men.
Okay.
Oh, what? So they basically modify the inside structure of their body? That's fucking
to live
awesome.
In chemically polluted fucking... And, of course, bacteria the next thing.
Yeah, and then bacteria.
Wow.
All right.
Fucking cockroach. How many rats can a cockroach withstand? Did it say?
Probably.
It has to be more than 180,000 be number one, right?
Well, and I mean, most of
Or was this not written in order?
It doesn't actually
Perfectly
say.
Healthy, just a thousand
cockroaches
feet away from... Oh, my God.
They can survive up to a month with no food or water and 2 weeks with their heads cut off. Fuck that, dude.
Why do they even exist?
Well, we may not know why, but I mean, of course, because they're here, I mean, that has to be some reason, I guess.
So
were cockroaches around with
them? I was literally going to...
I really don't think cockroaches were. I know that there definitely were insects at that time, but
Well, there obviously was a mosquito.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think Jurassic Park started?
We found
that part's true.
You know, the mosquito and Amber?
No, it's a fucking joke, but I guarantee mosquitoes. I mean,
when we
the whole theory on the movie, I love. A mosquito gets trapped in the fucking geode or Amber or whatever, and it has dinosaur DNA in it. Mm-hmm. They fucking extract the dinosaur DNA. There you go.
They totally found a predatory...
See?
Cockroach. That is sick.
A predator. Look at that motherfucker. What is it in?
Amber.
So why amber?
Because it's sap.
It's sap.
And yeah, Bennett preserves it.
Yeah, sap and tar are probably one of the most the best preservers ever.
Tar is probably a little harder to excavate the creature out of, though.
But yeah, a lot of people don't know is to how amber is, you know, even created. Amber is actually created by both pressure and heat. So yeah.
Wow.
Pressure and heat. As long as you have that, you can get amber.
Okay, Eric, what's your favorite dinosaur?
You know, probably because it was my childhood icon.
Okay.
I know it's going to sound cliche, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, and so even scientifically speaking, there are reasons to love T-Rex because it had... So people always mock it for its tiny arms.
Yeah.
But it actually had a legit reason for it. It was because it walked horizontally, you know, it had a tail and...
Because of weight?
Head and tail is balanced. So pretty much its arms were reduced. It was because its jaws that did all the work. And so if it would have had longer arms, it would have been falling on its head. That doesn't sound fun. No. And so T-Rex had the most powerful bite force of any land creature that ever existed. A bite force of 12,000 pounds. With a bite force that powerful, you don't need arms.
Yeah, at that point, you're
fucking... Is that fucking real?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
My God. What? Okay, so how did that... Give me this mouse. I gotta...
Yeah. Accidentally found... Right here, Tim.
I'm gonna share the screen research, so people can see this.
Yeah, my research, that is the best preserved dinosaur fossil ever found.
Where's the mouse?
I mean, it's so well preserved, it actually, you know, tells you how it actually looked like in life.
Yeah,
it's that well preserved.
That one is, they've also found like clutches of like eggs, like nests.
Yeah. And even I believe late last year or sometime really recently, they actually finally found a 100% complete Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton. I believe it was of a juvenile.
Whoa.
Just finding 100% complete is extremely rare.
Where'd they find that one?
I don't remember exactly.
So where's the pictures of? Okay, so this is an actual picture of the dinosaur they found.
Yes.
Well, what is this, Eric?
I know it's in the same family as Ankylosaurus, but yeah.
Notosaur?
Notosaur. I said it looks Notosaur?
But yeah, I'm trying to find its name.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's really well preserved.
Dude, that's the whole fucking shell right there.
Mm-hmm, pretty much, yeah. Pretty sick, huh?
That's fucking wicked. So what are those other pictures? Oh God, look at that.
But yeah. There's even a little video clip there. That's...
I don't know if it's going to load for us.
Maybe not.
It's an actual dinosaur petrified from the snout to the hips. So we didn't get the tail.
So, but even then, it's still really well preserved.
Well, I'm sure we
Corey, where did you find the... Oh, here it is. Dude, look at that.
That is really cool.
110 million years. So this thing was... Oh, my God.
And it was found in Canada.
It looks like a fucking crocodile. But these look like... Which this actually, looks like turtle fin right here. Look at this.
But that's the spikes, remember? Because they had spikes on the sides of them because of their, like, turtle shell.
Okay, so basically. That looks like fucking Godzilla.
It kind of does, you know, even deny it. With the spikes. But yeah, as far as my understanding goes, when they made the first Godzilla movie... What they did, it's like that they had a very, very outdated T-Rex where it wasn't horizontal, it stood more upright, and they also put plates on the back, you know, similar to the way you see in a Stegosaurus. And so pretty much, they took those two dinosaurs and blended them in to one. So yeah.
Dude, okay, so what's your favorite dinosaur?
Fuck, I don't know. Like, I really like the Velociraptors of Jurassic Park. Like,
me too.
You know, and once it starts getting into feathers, I'm like...
They're so fucking smart.
That's the reason why...
Literally, they're so intelligent.
And do we know that, though?
Going to say that. So the film depicted them as really smart, but obviously we haven't studied their brains. How the hell do we know how they hunted and talked? Aside from using the actual...
Well, no, okay. So you know, want to know the best part? I know a fun fact about that little... A little
sound
thing.
Yeah, that. I've done research on that.
No. So from number three where he fucking has it in his bag?
Yeah, dude, it's not the real
thing. Okay, so...
That was all fake. But yeah, as far as my understanding goes, there actually was a recreation of what a Velociraptor would sound like. You know, they're doing the best that they could.
Yeah.
It sounded more of like a hawk. But yeah, there actually is a video of it on YouTube. You know, it obviously doesn't sound like Jurassic Park, but it's still really eerie.
Yeah. Were they guessing in the movie, all the movies we've seen of dinosaurs, are they just guessing that Velociraptors are smart?
So,
how would we know?
So actually, the smartest dinosaur out there, it is related to Velociraptor. It's actually called the Troodon. It's even smaller than Velociraptor. The reason why we know it's the most intelligent is because it had the biggest head-to-body ratio.
Okay.
So yeah, so Troodon was pretty smart.
I forgot to go back to the mouth breathing, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah,
the beetle.
Fire breath thing, yeah.
Fire breath thing. What about that fucking dinosaur that killed what's his butt? Norman. The guy driving the Jeep.
Yeah, the one that spits acid.
Dilophosaurus, yes.
He fucking knows the goddamn name. So it spits that fucking acid and burns him. Isn't that count as what the type of dinosaur we were talking about?
So actually, with the Dilophosaurus, we actually do not have any evidence whatsoever like that the dinosaur did that.
Oh shit! Okay.
From my understanding, the only reason why that they did that, like what was to add suspense and.
So do we know if they had the frills?
We actually do not have evidence for that on Dilophosaurus, but yeah. I think maybe there is dinosaurs out there like that had crests, you know.
For ramming.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
In the Jurassic World. That yeah, one yeah. little fucking tiny dinosaur rams through the brick wall and shit. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he's wearing a crown almost.
Yeah. The one that you're talking about is Pachycephalosaurus.
Okay. Well, Jurassic Park Lost World. The opening scene where that little girl's eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and those little tiny fucking dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are those?
Those are called compies. Yeah. Well, those are their shorter names, but the longer name is compsognathus. It's kind of a mouthful, and so people just call it.
Have they actually compies. Found little tiny skeletons of these little
yes,
creatures?
Yes. I believe they're from the Jurassic period.
The Jurassic period.
But yeah.
So that's before. Okay, so let's
go. Triassic.
Let's get some different things out of the way here. Different dinosaurs existed throughout different.
Yes.
What is it called? Paleozoic times?
Different time periods.
Different time periods.
So first there's Triassic, which is the oldest. And then you have Jurassic, which is around the middle. And then at the very end, where you find T-Rex, is in the Cretaceous.
So T-Rex didn't even exist with some of these other dinosaurs?
Unfortunately, no. My. Well, maybe fortunately for some of them, because
For real.
Because I mean, T-Rex was the apex predator for good reasons.
Holy shit!
It could rip you apart.
Well, obviously.
I'd get swallowed, and I wouldn't get.
But do you think that's common knowledge that people don't realize all dinosaurs didn't like they were millions of years apart from existing at the same time?
I learned it later in life, but no, like even it's not even common knowledge. Even in school, I just kind of didn't pay attention.
No,
I
don't. Fuck no.
You know, but yeah, you know, just. That's what I was really wanting to harp on for the message of the movie, you know. I'm not saying they have to be a paleontologist. I'm just saying like that, you know.
Believe in science.
Yeah, you know.
Evidence.
I mean, it's because of science is why we have our cars, your phone, medicine. Yeah. So, dude, yeah, I mean, exactly science has done so much for us. And, you know, I just feel like you're betraying your intellect.
To deny dinosaurs, yeah.
Well, not just dinosaurs, but I mean just science in general.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, this wasn't my first attempt to get a movie made. And so, you know, it was something that I wanted to do for a long time. And I'm glad that I finally actually got to do it.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome. Again, Eric's movie is called Things That Piss Me Off.
Dinosaur Deniers the Movie. It's a long title.
Where is this available for purchase?
So if you want to purchase it, all you gotta do is just find me on Facebook and
I'll link Eric. I'll link his social in the descriptions of the podcast and under the videos and in the clips. I'm already excited to make some clips from this one.
This is gonna be good. I love dinosaurs.
I'd love.
Oh, we didn't answer what my favorite dinosaur was.
You know, we forgot. We totally spaced out.
Yeah, we've got time. We have to go.
I really like the, not the T-Rex. What's the...
Allosaurus?
The thing that fights it in
Jurassic Park 3. Oh, that drove me nuts. Yeah. The Spinosaurus.
That swam through the water.
Spinosaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
Could it actually take the T-Rex?
No, and that's what drove me nuts.
Okay, so it was scientifically incorrect.
Yeah, and you know, Jack Horner has went on to say, you know, Jack Horner was the one who worked on those movies. You know... Jack Horner wanted the Spinosaurus to be at war with the T-Rex. He was saying that he got tired of T-Rex. Okay, look, I understand that. But T-Rex is the mascot of the franchise. I mean, T-Rex has captured the hearts of many people throughout the world.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like saying that, you know, Disney has Mickey Mouse.
That's just synonymous with dinosaurs.
Right, yeah. I mean... That would be like, say, if Disney, you know, they create a new mascot, they kill Mickey Mouse, and go, yeah, you have to love me now. Chur.
Yeah, true.
It just doesn't work that way. And
you know the T-Rex and you know Velociraptor.
Yeah.
Because the only movies we've ever seen focused on those two.
Well, I mean, they had other dinosaurs in it, but...
Let's be real. Nobody fucking... You ask somebody about the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, do you think they're even going to say the Triceratops?
Oh, that big old giant T-Rex? Fuck.
They might say the long neck, what's their name? The Brachiosaurus?
Brachiosaurus. Oh, well, scientifically, they're classified as sauropods. So those are the long neck ones, like Apatosaurus.
Okay.
Brachiosaurus, and
those are herbivores.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah. So yeah, what drew me nuts about Jurassic Park 3? I saw that as a kid in theaters. That was my first time being hyped for. a movie.
And then it just lets you down.
And just that fight, you know, it was way too short. T-Rex bit it first on its neck, the most vulnerable spot. Fight should have been over right there.
That's true. If he's got 12,000 pounds of crushing power.
And
I feel like even another dinosaur would be snapped in half.
I mean, Spinosaurus had jaws more so for catching fish. T-Rex's jaws were built for crushing bone.
It had like that alligator type beak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, just the fact that the Spinosaurus took it out that easily. Okay, so maybe say if it happened in the water, Spinosaurus would have more of the advantage.
Well, didn't the fight happen in the water with the crane and shit?
Nope, it happened on land.
That's where and it finishes on. Because I remember the fight. It was raining. Weren't they around a crane? There was some fire and shit going on.
Oh, yeah.
Because their boat had crashed or something.
Mm-hmm. You're actually going to talk about the very end of the movie.
Yes, I am.
But yeah, it just...
That was with the Spinosaurus. Yeah. Who was still alive.
That fight should have happened during the end of the movie.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just...
You know, before we go, I want to touch on at least one more thing here. I don't understand how... I mean, okay, the... Asteroid hit, blah blah blah. Why don't we have? You said birds are like do we have scientific evidence that some of the species are direct descendants from?
Yeah, so...
The point I'm getting at is I've always loved the pterodactyl.
But yeah,
Petrie was my fucking dude.
So yeah, a lot of people think that pterodactyls are dinosaurs. I mean, they're related, but they're
the phone.
Not.
You're telling me pterodactyls weren't dinosaurs?
Nope.
What the fuck?
All right, man.
Okay, so what are they?
They are in a separate group entirely. They are classified as pterosaurs. And then,
but they lived at the same time.
Yes.
God damn it, they didn't fucking teach us anything in school.
No.
Not
and,
shit.
And if you think
and that's
it.
The message of my movie. You, education. Yeah, it is important.
It, fucking.
Why would they?
Land Before Time taught us jack shit, too.
Dude, all they taught us was that sharp tooth was dangerous.
There was long
legs. I mean, to be fair.
There was.
It's a fucking kids movie. From what is it?
There
made
was
in
Ducky, because she
like
was a duck.
The 80s?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs. There was the flying Petrie, the flying pterodactyl.
Petrie. There was Ducky. There was Spike. There was Sarah. She was such a bitch. She was a triceratops.
She was rude in that.
She was fucking rude. Fucking Littlefoot, of course. Who doesn't love Littlefoot? God damn it.
But yeah, I mean, to be fair, Land Before Time isn't trying to be a documentary, though.
It should have been, because I have...
Oh, well, I don't think they realized how big it would fucking become.
It was one of the greatest dinosaur films ever.
There's like a legitimate cult following for that shit.
There isn't, like, 14 sequels.
Yeah, it's
not... But yeah.
There shouldn't be.
So the thing I was getting at is there's... Like, do we have actual scientific evidence that some of the species of birds we have now are direct descendants?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, there actually is a scene, like, where I do talk about this in the movie... But at the same time, though, I didn't want it to drag on for too long, so that's why it's kind of brief. But yeah, so crocodiles are also related to dinosaurs, but okay. Not directly.
Sure.
But if you want, like, more direct, that would be birds, because birds actually are modern-day dinosaurs. And so next time they say, tastes like chicken, say it tastes like dinosaur.
What about the... crocodile and shit, or the alligator or something. Are they descendants from dinosaurs?
Well, they are more of a sister group. Okay. But yeah, I mean, they have a lot of similarities. I mean, dinosaurs, birds, and crocodiles, they are in the same family of archosaur. But I mean, it branched out a bit and whatnot, okay. You know, due to natural selection.
I'm dragging us on here, but what about the fucking mammoth?
The mammoth is a mammal.
Yeah, it was a mammal, but it existed at the same time as...
No. Well, it did exist with some birds.
I mean, I've seen Ice Age. I know what's real.
Yeah.
There's totally dinosaurs in that movie.
Those two motherfuckers who were trying to beat Sid up. Weren't they fucking rhinos?
Yeah, they
were fucking rhinos.
But I don't think they were dinosaurs.
I believe during the third movie, they totally had
Ice Age
Dawn of the Dinosaurs,
yeah.
So did dinosaurs come, like, did, I guess, I'm confused, like,
dude,
did you know what?
Were mammoths there before?
Mammoths came after.
Okay. So maybe, yeah, they didn't lie to me.
The only thing is, we don't know much about mammoths because you always find them preserved in fucking ice where nobody is exploring.
So
it's hard to explore.
Okay, we do know one thing about them. This is a fun fact. In Russia... Somewhere in Russia, there's like a reserve, and they are bringing back to life like these old.
You're talking about Jurassic Park, aren't you?
Yeah,
it's Jurassic Park, but like in Russia,
it's in mammoths. I heard it.
So they're reverse engineering the DNA on this shit and
to figure out how to get it. Yeah, because they're also doing saber-toothed tigers.
I didn't hear about the saber tooth.
They're looking at doing, because if you introduce new herbivory, you know, new herbivores, you have to introduce.
Yeah, but what about the effects on our, like, you know, the ecosystem and?
We're gonna put them in a giant fence, dude.
Nothing will happen with the fence.
Yeah, no,
for sure.
We watched
nothing on Jurassic Park.
We watched tons of movies on it. We know it's gonna work.
All right. Dude, this was really fun.
This was fun.
Yeah, man, it was.
I enjoyed talking about dinosaurs for a whole goddamn hour.
The conspiracy theories, the flat earth, and so...
I don't even care. Actually, talking about dinosaurs is fucking dope.
No one ever asks you when you're an adult, unless you're paleontologist.
No shit, right?
What's your favorite dinosaur? If I was ever an interviewer, that's one question I would ask, just because.
I didn't even ever say mine.
Well, you said pterodactyl, and you got like...
No, I was talking about the birds. I said Peachy was my boy, but I didn't say the pterodactyl.
Okay, so who, what was your favorite?
I don't know, probably Charizard.
No, I agree with you there. If we had to pick one.
No, Feraligatr was my boy if we're talking Pokemon. Or Tyranitar, that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See,
he was cool.
We're going to have to do a Pokemon episode. Regardless, my favorite.
I'm all about the old Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, 151. That's it.
That's where it ends.
151. Oh, yeah. That's it for me. Dude, my favorite dinosaur. So many.
Because nobody asked you in a long time, but when you were like five, you had an answer.
I'm not going to lie. I really like the Brachiosaurus. But he's a big, you know, I'm assuming they just got fucked up and eaten all the time, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, it's because of how big they were, they ate constantly.
Sure.
Constantly.
A lot of meat, though, for a fucking meat eater.
It is,
the T-Rex would just go around.
Well, a lot
or
of
did you have to piss it off?
Well, a lot of carnivores didn't dare to attack him because of how big they were.
Oh.
But I believe there is some evidence of the Giganotosaurus, like, fighting Argentinosaurus. So, yeah.
God damn it. We're going to need a whole fucking other episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Explaining goddamn dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Jack Horner.
You prick.
About Jack Horner. So, he actually used to be the curator of Museum of the Rockies. I'm not sure if you know why he's not there. Why he's not there now?
We've got dinosaur fossils. Okay.
So yeah, so
this is the one in Bozeman.
Yes, he was forced to retire. It was because he got married to his student, and Jack Horner's in like in his 60s, and she was 19 at that time.
Little Jack Horner
went into a corner.
It's just a horny old fucking rich man.
I would be.
She was over 18.
You're Jack Horner.
But, yeah, I mean, she's 18, but, I mean, it's not really socially acceptable.
Well.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner did it.
Oh, every day with fucking women, right?
Well, I mean, it was Hugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Hefner, dude.
It was Jack Horner.
Regardless, this was fun. Hour 10. I'm cool with it.
This was a good one.
I loved it. This was awesome. Thanks, Eric. Again, this is Eric's movie.
Things that piss me off.
Dinosaur Deniers, the movie.
Really sweet. I will link Eric's socials in all of the podcasts and all that shit like that so you guys can get a hold of him.
Ask for a copy of the movie.
This looks sweet, man. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, it does. And that whole entire movie took 4 months.
To film and edit and all that
stuff? Okay. 4 months.
I was going to ask you that, too. Cool. Well, this was episode 116.
16.
Beers Next Door. We are... Our guest, of course, was Eric Beerthaler. Sorry.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah. We're going to plug the shit out of him. I want to see people get in this movie. It's actually fucking... It's going to be interesting. I know that.
So. I love it.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. We're out.
Thank you so much.